Myth number three. The building is here. We've done our job of evangelization. People just need to come and hear the gospel. Now, you talked before about how Jesus did evangelism. Does this match with his approach?
Oh, no. He didn't wait for people necessarily to come to him. Of course, people did, in many cases, come to him. And you will find some churches that are just very well located. You know, they're in the right part of town, it seems. Mike Vicarage Church was one of these. I preached a sermon one time there on a text about being fishers of men, and I made a little joke during the sermon. I said, sometimes your location for your fishing boat is so good that the fish just jump into the boat. And that is kind of what happened there. But by and large, we need to go out to where people are rather than simply laying back and waiting for them to come to us. I heard a story just the other day about a church that's located near a new subdivision. Housing start going in right near the church. All these houses are probably within sight of the church up on the hill. And over at the church, they're disappointed because nobody from that new subdivision has come to them yet. Well, the streets do run both ways. I mean, you can go from the church out to the folks in those new houses, and that is what you see Jesus doing in case after case. You know, he has that long day where he preaches and heals folks in Capernaum in Mark 1, but then he gets up early in the morning the next day, even before anybody else is awake, and when they do wake up, they're looking for him, and they're beating the bushes, and the disciples come, and they're frantic, and they say, everybody in town's looking for you, and he says, we've got to go on to the next towns. Because I've got to preach there, too. He realized that he had to keep getting the word out. Jesus is the one who strikes up the conversation with the woman at the well in John 4. He's the one who not only heals the man born blind. This is an instance where the healing came first and the good news came later, by the way. He heals the man born blind in John 9, but then he goes back to the guy to make sure the man knew precisely who it was that had healed him. And yeah, you can say people were coming to Jesus all the time, but Jesus also sent the 70 out to be kind of advance men going ahead of him to Jerusalem as he was headed to the cross. So yeah, Jesus was constantly doing things designed to get the word out to people where they were. And by the way, the same thing is true of the early church as we see it in the book of Acts. The church didn't wait for the world to come to it. It went out to the world.
So how is this done? How do we go out into the world, that phrase you've used so often here?
Well, I don't want to minimize the planning and the kind of infrastructure work that gets done, for example, to send missionaries to a particular place, whether that's in some other country or in many cases right here in the United States. But I would like to call our listeners' attention to the planning that our Lord has already done. Picture your congregation, the church of which you are a member there in St. Louis, Todd, gathered this coming Sunday for Easter service. Now, when that service ends and that congregation disperses and they all walk out the doors, get in their cars, and go home, think of all the walks of life. Think of the various places where those people are going. I guess my point is that in one way, we don't have to go out into the world. We're already out there as a church. You've got people who are exercising at health clubs, sitting at desks next to co-workers, having lunch with people at school or on the job, in a position to talk to those folks about Jesus. That is to say, we leave the place where we've been gathered around word and sacrament as God's people, called out of the world as his church, and now, forgiven and strengthened by Christ in his word and sacrament, we go out to our neighbors. And wherever we can, we tell the good news of Jesus. And then we're going to be bringing people back to that same place we were on Sunday to join us in gathering around word and sacrament. And so it's kind of a constant motion of going out from that place and coming back to that place.
Ken, I don't want to press us too much for time, but I can't resist the opportunity to have you tell the story of the late Dr. Alvin Berry, who is the former president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. One of his fondest things to do was to come back from a long trip and tell the staff his, used to be one of his assistants, one of his airplane stories. I think that fits at this point.
Yeah, well, President Berry was very much convinced that every Christian could be helped in the task of telling the good news about Jesus, if you just identify a niche. In other words, he thought, well, if I'm constantly sort of on, then I'm going to end up being more frustrated than I am helped. So I will, and by the way, his wife did the same thing. She was a cancer survivor, and she liked to identify other women who were cancer survivors and make a point of talking to them. Well, one of President Barry's niches was to talk to somebody who sat in the seat next to him on the plane when he was flying someplace. And so unlike a lot of other executive types, he brought along work that he could do on the plane if there ended up being nobody in that seat. But like as not, he didn't plan to get a whole lot of work done on one of these flights because he would end up engaging that person, and he would just open up by saying, you know, I have made myself a goal to talk about Christ with somebody every day, and I told myself, you're going to be the person, you know, whoever sits in this seat. So it turns out, you're it. And he had all sorts of fascinating stories. Very often, he would give away his pocket Bible, the one he carried in his suit pocket, and would get notes of appreciation back from people. One time, the woman sitting next to him just told him she was a prostitute, and they had quite an interesting conversation. But whoever it was who sat in that seat, he would just tell them the good news.
It sounds a lot to me like the way that we ought to go out into the world.